thinking really exclusively of me. Maybe I was just talking to myself.
You went across the street initially.
Yeah.
Dropped down there, and that was toward Carnegie Pharmacy.
Oh, I see.
So you remember that the subway is named by its last stop. If you remember, everything on the map above you is uptown, regardless of where you are. And everything below you on the map is downtown, regardless of where you are. And if you remember one more thing, there are black dots and white dots. Be asking the Lord to give you an opportunity to sit down and talk this week. That's what we're going to do. Look out over and see the city. You'll hear languages right next to you that you don't even understand. Look for some, maybe even some opportunities this evening. Even if it's just telling people that, asking them where they're from. Well, I'm from Belarus, I'm from South Carolina, Rita. Do you have any tracks with you here today? If you don't do a nice, but after you talk with somebody for a little while, just talk to them. You never know where it's going to go. Most everyone who has come to our church has come because they received the gospel message. We had a lady that came to our church and asked for more of those booklets to pass out as a Christian person. She was walking through Manhattan, entered a subway, and found one of our booklets on the floor and picked it up. Came and asked for some more because she says, I'm going to pass them out. So we gave her a whole bunch. She went and passed those out. She came back and asked for a second batch and passed those out. We had another man come to visit us who he found one of them on the floor. Someone had received one, they threw it down. Let's all jump on here and stay together.
But not all the trains have this. That's nice.
I like this number, it's easy to count.
Put books on it. And it's the freedom of speech. And it's not restricted. We could come out on an evening like tonight.
You can get one at the booth, sir. I don't have any more.
Okay.
Give me one.
Okay.